Grace and mercy to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord which engages us this morning comes from our Deuteronomy lesson read earlier. When I was a parish pastor in Kansas, I routinely went and did my final practice of my sermons early on Sunday mornings. In the winter time, it was before it was light, often 5:30, 6 o'clock. It was there I would go in, keep the doors locked, turn on just a few lights in the sanctuary, and know that it was a great time to practice my sermon. I learned fairly early on that if I tried to practice on Friday afternoons or Saturdays, there was typically somebody in the altar guild or somebody else that wandered along and wanted to chit-chat about something, and I couldn't get sort of uninterrupted time to practice. But no one ever came along before light on Sunday mornings. Until this one morning, I was practicing, and while I was speaking, it was still dark, and I thought I heard a man's voice over in this area where the door of the atrium and the sanctuary were, and I distinctly thought I heard a man's voice, so I stopped and listened and didn't hear anybody, and then I said, "Hello? Is someone there?" And then I heard the voice clearly saying this time, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods." My mind began racing. I was quite certain it wasn't a voice that I recognized, and very few people had keys to get into the church. Was this the eschaton? Was everybody in the whole world hearing that voice at that time, and Jesus was getting ready to take us all to be with him? Or was this perhaps just my personal end? Maybe I was about to have a stroke or a heart attack and die and be with my Lord in heaven. Or was God coming to speak to me in some sort of other miraculous way that, to be honest, was a little bit scarier than the answer to the first two questions? If this Deuteronomy lesson had been the text, I would have been perhaps thinking that my sermon had some false teaching in it that morning and that God had come to chastise me for that false teaching. What was the Lord's voice going to say next? And then it spoke. It said, "What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things." I went, "What? Oh, now I know what happened." You see, back in the days before CPH had produced a small catechism in audio tape or audio version, I'd actually made one for myself. And one of my parishioners knew that I had this audio tape of the small catechism in my own voice that I was listening to when I rode around in the car. And so this parishioner had asked, would I make her a copy of that audio tape? And so on Saturday, before I had left the office, I'd stuck it into the tape player that was the best tape-to-tape recorder that we had in the church, which happened to be right down at the doorway in between the sanctuary and the atrium. And so I had assumed that this tape player had just simply taped and then stopped, but all night long it had been running through and then rewinding, and then playing again and running through and rewinding over and over again. And I had just happened to walk into the 20-minute segment of tape that was empty as I started to practice my sermon. Now, then I got to hear my own voice say, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods." I start with this story because I think it illustrates both the wonderful and the sobering aspects of our Deuteronomy text. The sobering part comes in verse 20. "But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die." Our Lutheran understanding of the office of the ministry, pastoral ministry, holds that this office is, in a very real sense, a continuation of the office of prophet in the Old Testament and apostle in the New Testament, speaking on behalf of God. That, my friends, is a daunting thought for us all. The words that come from the voices of pastors are to be spoken as the word of God. It is sobering to consider how we are his ambassadors and that he expects his ambassadors to proclaim his message of law and gospel with great clarity. He is near to us and hears what we say and how we say it, how we are teaching his called people. But it was also a wonderful illustration to me and a continuing memory for me through the years of how near the Lord is to us in his word, how graciously he has revealed his love to us. After Moses, the Lord continued to send prophet after prophet, Joshua and Samuel and Elijah and Isaiah and others. But the Apostle Peter then tells us in his sermon in Acts chapter 3 that the culmination of this Mosaic prophecy comes in our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Christ is the ultimate Word of God who continues to reveal himself to us through his words written on pages, but also through his words spoken on audio tapes or through MP3 players, heard either by accident or on purpose. He continues to speak, and he continues to speak to us through pastors and deaconesses who teach his word and proclaim that word to people that so badly need and want to hear it. He continues to reveal that word to us succinctly in Luther's small catechism. May he continue to grant us the grace to speak his word to his people on his behalf with great clarity and great love all the days of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.